Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 153, Psalm 104, The Comfort of God's Face. Some men, yes, very many people, wish, like Jonah, to flee from the presence of the Lord. Many, like Adam and Eve, would hide themselves because of a feeling of guilt, but none such know the Lord, or the joy of His presence. Of all the creatures that fill the earth and sea, we read, "You hide your face, they are troubled." The Hebrew word signifies terrified, or put in distress. It is the same word that is rendered vexed and confounded. Thus we see that the beasts and creeping things and fishes find their happiness solely in the shining of God's face upon them, although they are not able, like man, to understand the source of their well-being. When Moses was troubled at the prospect before him as the leader of a murmuring and rebellious host, God said, "My presence, literally, my face, shall go with you, and I will give you rest." So we read that. They got not the land in possession by their own sword, either did their own arm save them, but your right hand, and your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you had a favor unto them. His face brings salvation. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name shall they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness shall they be exalted. So, at last, the supreme joy, the sum of the reward of the redeemed, will be this, that they shall see his face. Surely, then, we ought in this time to respond heartily to the words of the psalmist. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said unto you, "Your face, Lord, will I seek."